Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX 205. Gorgeous, gorgeous day out there. The lady just said it, but 98.7, I have to tell you, if you're from Wentzville to Collinsville, check it out. I was driving in today. I live in St. Charles County, and it sounds fantastic. So it could be a real game changer for you and for the station, because to some people, AM, it's like, I don't even know what AM is. And, you know, people Rachel's age or younger, they know what it is, but they're not going to go there. So 98.7 FM, you can also hear us on 102.5 HD2 on the Odyssey app or also anywhere you download your podcast. I'm so frustrated.
What's wrong, Dave?
I was happy. You saw it happen. I was happy until 10 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
I share an office with a bragger.
I'm not trying to brag.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to keep you up to date.
Go.
What happened?
I'm trying to keep him up to date
on
one of the biggest news stories of our time.
She's constantly dunking on me about how many Dogecoin
she
has.
Yeah, you know what? That was going to be my guess. That was actually going to be my guess.
I own no cryptocurrency, and she owns Dogecoin, and Andrew owns half of Bitcoin. And then she's like, you know, and she tells me some insider trading rumor. And then I'm like, well, damn it. Now I just feel stupid. So I've tried two different ones, Coinbase and Robinhood, and I'm literally too dumb to sign up. I have enough money. I've been successful enough at this crap that I can buy cryptocurrency, but I can't because I can't get into a stupid app.
Well, you probably shouldn't listen to me because I'm still not 100% sure what cryptocurrency is. All I know is that I've made a little bit of money this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, no one knows.
Yeah.
You know as much as anyone. It's all just fake. But if you can make real money doing something fake, why not?
There's a silly little like racing app, like a little game, a little mobile game that is one of my go-to time killers if I'm bored or whatever. And it must be funded by the Coinbase app, because every time an ad pops up, it's for that Coinbase app. So
I don't know if it's that I'm old or if it's that I'm not financially savvy, because I'm not. But I got into Coinbase and everything checked out. And then it's like, OK, what do you want to pay with? And I said, oh, MasterCard. So then they're like MoonPay. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're saying to me.
You can't open yourself up to getting hacked again, Dave.
It's like when we first got the E-Mart here.
Yeah.
And everything has a code on it.
Yeah.
And I saw one of our dimmer bulbs that works here holding an apple up to the computer,
yes,
saying, I want to buy this.
Yeah.
Like there is like a little person inside the machine. That's how I felt. I had my MasterCard in my hand and I'm just like, I want this many Dogecoins. Take it out of this piece of plastic. They're like, hey, sorry, dude. We don't recognize your card.
That was real.
I want to buy this.
An adult that works here, when we got a new system in the break room where you just simply scan your
beep
soda and then swipe your card to pay for it, held it. I want to buy this apple.
One apple, please.
I wanted to ask,
put it on
what
my,
do you think is going to happen?
On my tab.
What are the possibilities? Let's just go through the top three possibilities of what could happen.
Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you, though. So I use Robinhood to buy all this stuff.
Hey, oh, my God.
The thing that you can't figure
Welcome
out.
Welcome to my friggin' world.
The thing that you're not smart enough to figure out. She uses on a daily basis.
Yes, I don't know thank
why.
You.
I don't understand why I'm being attacked for knowing how to use an app. But I bought like 190 Dogecoins back in February for 6 cents. And last week it spiked to like 21 cents. So then I went to buy more. And the rush that I felt like moving another 50 bucks over to this app, I was like, this is bad. I can't get addicted to this feeling because this is how you lose all of your money. But in my mind at that moment, there was no way I was not going to become literally a millionaire from the stupid Dogecoins. I'm like, here we go. It's going to go up to $10,000 a coin.
You could.
And I'm getting out of here. Like,
what do you mean getting out of here?
I just mean, you know.
Getting out of here.
Yeah. Keep. Yeah. What?
You know, whenever you become a millionaire,
yeah,
you get out of there.
Yeah. You win the lottery, you get out of here. That's what people do. That's what you
I
would
do. I can't say anything right.
You wouldn't get out of here?
You can't do anything right. That's different than I can't say anything right.
Oh, I don't know. She seems to be doing something right on the Robinhood app.
Yeah.
Look, I was just trying to share that I think it's going up even more tomorrow.
Dave. So at least you're smart enough to try. I'm just sitting here letting the world pass by me.
Well, last week, whenever it started to spike, I had to look up a YouTube video to make sure I was pronouncing Dogecoin correctly. Because I did kind of want to talk about it, but I wasn't
sure. Okay, humble brag. We get it. We get it. We get it. I didn't even know how to say the word a week ago.
You realize I've made like $30.
Is that your Corvette out there, Rach?
No, it's not.
Dave Klein, anything you want to dunk on me with?
I'm trying to figure this out myself. I was offered free stock.
I love that, like, just talking about one thing you're doing is now dunking.
And, you know, Dave, in your defense, I can't figure out how to sign up either.
Thanks, Dave. I feel better being as smart as you. Tell us about your trip.
Oh, it was a blast. It really was. You know,
refresh our memories. You went to a bachelor party.
I went to a bachelor party out in Scottsdale, which is about 20 minutes north of Phoenix. So flew out there Thursday night, got back yesterday morning, about 11 o'clock our time. So it was a lot of fun. It really was. And my fear of flying by myself was kind of put to rest, thankfully. I actually sat by a bachelorette party on my way out there, which was kind of fun.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, you can't quite cry. Because you're afraid of flying in front of a bunch of bachelorettes.
No, that's what helped is the girl.
I miss my wife.
The girl that was sitting next to me said, I've never flown by myself. Does anybody know what they're doing? I said, hey, I'm the same way. We're in the same boat. That's great.
That's the start of half the Hallmark movies.
Right. But, you know.
I'm so scared, too.
My biggest fear was probably TSA. And I think they lived up to that fear because I was just terrified of them.
What are you afraid of them for?
Did they give you an extra search?
They're kind of, I don't want to say mean people, but they're very curt with you, mm-hmm. and I think they're supposed to be, and I was just trying to be very friendly
mm-hmm.
when I was
like
going
terrorists
through security. I guess I was a red flag, and I went right up to the guy that's checking the bags and said, hey, how are you doing today? He goes, be doing a lot better if you forgot to take that, if you remember to take that speaker out of your bag.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm that guy, so they had to rescan my bag. And I'm holding up the line. I'm kind of looking back at everybody behind me going, I'm so sorry.
You're right, though, Dave. Here's my problem with the TSA people, the ones that I have dealt with. They act like you get on 17 flights a day, and
right.
you're such an idiot for not remembering all the rules, when really it's been
That's
like
fair.
2 years since I've been on a plane, and I don't remember, and I'm looking for guidance, and they're like, you idiot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Common sense tells you that you remove your shoes and take your toothpaste out of your carry-on and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. I need your help here.
Yeah. And I, you know, and I'm just going to come out and say this. When I get very nervous, I'm a very nervous peer. Let me just say that. So before.
Peer?
Yes. Yes. So before I got on the flight.
Urinator.
Urinator. Yes. Before I got on the flight, I mean, I made sure I went 3 or 4 times because I don't want to be that guy. That gets
Boy, that
up.
Bachelorette got lucky. Sitting next to Dave, the nervous peer.
I'm sorry, I have to go again.
That was my biggest fear.
I'm just going to squeeze past you.
I passed up on the drinks and the snacks on the plane because that's my worst fear is having to use the bathroom on a plane.
Literally your worst fear.
One of them, yeah.
That and tiny snakes.
Having to squeeze past people on the plane.
Man, you're chewed up. I didn't realize this. Yeah. I had you pegged as a normie.
No, not at all.
Not even close.
Yeah, but I mean, the flight was packed too. They did not go cheap on getting people on the plane anymore. That's for sure.
Yeah, so. Isn't it crazy how they've been doing full capacity on flights for a while now?
Just kinda snuck that one by.
And yet, like, restaurants are still at a certain capacity. I would think that sitting elbow to elbow with someone,
for
even
hours.
If you have your mask on the whole time, yeah. It's a pretty high exposure.
Yeah, when you're.
And you can eat and drink on the plane. Yeah. Yeah. The air is, you're stuck with the air you got. You're not getting any new air.
Can't sit by each other at Busch Stadium, which is wide open.
Right.
Outside and breezy.
Yeah.
But in an airplane.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
And the airlines are like, oh, you don't understand. We want to make money. So that's why we're doing that. Okay. I'm just going to turn off. Done talking.
Soon, you're not going to have to worry about all that like us.
God forbid
you
invest in a cryptocurrency and then everyone turns their backs.
You won't have TSA? Well, this is what happens when you get rich. You should have seen this coming. We're resentful toward you. We're jealous and resentful.
Who's we?
Well, you're lost.
Yeah.
You're not even trying.
Right. That's true.
Klein and I are just... You know, wanting in the wind here because we're going to act like we're going to do it. And we're not going to be smart enough to do it. What are we doing today? We have, we got some stuff, not a whole bunch of stuff. Not going to lie to you. We have a lot to talk about, though. It's Monday, so it's always pretty easy. We're out of here at 5 today because of the Cardinals pregame show. And I am taking a liberty. I'm leaving at 4:30 because my daughter Phoebe is playing in her first lacrosse game of the year because both of her feet were broken. And this is probably the only chance I'll get to see her play lacrosse. And damn it, I'm going to be there. So
good for you.
I'm going.
Good for you.
Is that okay, Rach? Oh, she's really not talking. Okay. Took 5 years. 221 DGS. Oh, boy. Things have come together for me. It's all coming up, Glover.
Okay.
You see the new Netflix series?
I did not.
It's about Sasquatch murdering people.
Wow.
Whoa.
Right?
Documentary?
Yes.
Oh, for real it is?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sasquatch murders?
Yes. I forget what it's called. That might be
we
it,
keep
though.
Guessing correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. You just keep on buying. Keep on guessing. I'm still on Dogecoin. Letting it go. Yes. Back in the late 90s, evidently, Sasquatch killed and ate 3 people who were running an illegal pot farm. And it supposedly just become legend among the pot people out there. Like, hey, look, this is our field, but you don't go past that because Sasquatches. But yeah, so that's happening soon.
Dave, it looks like it's on Hulu.
Hulu. There you go. Is it on there yet?
It's been reviewed. Let me see what the release date is.
Hulu confuses me.
How so?
Sort of like Robinhood or Coinbase. Like, I have it and I can watch things. But every now and then I click on something, they're like, oh, it costs more money to watch this. I'm like, I will give you my money if you tell me how.
Ooh, so it looks like Sasquatch comes out tomorrow.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
But yeah, you're right. They have a premium version where even if you pay the $5.99 for the normal, there's certain movies and shows that you can only get if you're paying an extra special amount. It's a little strange.
I get the basics of verifying things. This is why I'm okay with Mark of the Beast. Just put it in my head. It's like
he would have so many Dogecoins if only he had the
God,
mark of
yes.
the beast.
Yes. Like if Hulu could just say, hey, just hit this blue button and you're going to upgrade to this and you can watch Sasquatch murders. Boink.
Yeah.
But when it's like just
blink
go
twice
to,
with your right eye.
Yes. When you go to here. Yeah. Think of
you've
a monkey.
You've confirmed your purchase.
Yes.
Is Hulu, every time I think of Hulu, I think of NBC. Is it basically... like an NBC-based streaming service, or am I just completely wrong about
that? That's Peacock. That's the new streaming service.
Yeah, right, and that's why I've realized that I'm probably wrong. Because don't they have Saturday Night Live on Hulu?
Yeah, they have a bunch of different shows. They have, like, FX shows, and you can get Showtime if you pay extra.
Do they have, like we use YouTube TV, so we just buy, you know, we just get all the different networks that way. Is that what Hulu has, or is it more of a streaming service like
It's
Disney
more,
Plus or Netflix. Or,
yeah, it's more like Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get like Hulu Live TV. That's probably more like YouTube TV.
But you can't
TV.
Go to different channels.
Yeah, you can't just go watch TBS gotcha. Or something.
Gotcha. Got it.
What do you guys think of switching topics rapidly as we are off to do here in the show? So much is being made about vaccines and no vaccines and this and that. It made me think about it. Rach was telling me that a week or so ago when Krispy Kreme said, hey, if you get vaccinated, we'll give you a free donut for a year. Is that right?
Yeah, every day for a year.
Well, I didn't see this coming. I should have, but people were mad, right?
Yeah, so some people just thought that that wasn't fair because whether they chose not to get a vaccine or they couldn't get a vaccine, they just didn't think it was right to incentivize people to get a shot for a free donut. I don't think anyone who was planning on not getting the vaccine found out that they could get a Krispy Kreme donut and then change their mind that and got vaccinated.
That wasn't the deal breaker.
Exactly. But the people did not like that. And I think Krispy Kreme had to come out and say something about it. I'm trying to find it. I could be making that part
God,
up.
God, we suck. That just seems to be the common theme.
Yeah.
We just keep sucking. We just find new ways. Can we not have one thing happen and just everyone go, oh, okay. Look, I'm an anti-vaxxer, but Krispy Kreme's giving them to all these sheep who are getting vaccinated. Enjoy your Mark of the Beast and your crawler.
Yeah.
Just who cares? Let it go. Let it go.
You want?
No one's going to hold you down and vaccinate you.
One
and
free donut,
in your
is
mouth.
That important to you?
Yeah. My question was going to be, though, because I'm fully vaccinated, but I still wear a mask everywhere because I'm a sheep. And when I see people without a mask now, I'm less judgmental than I was because I probably don't have to wear one, but I do. And right. I was just, you know, have you get like the I voted sticker?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want like a passport. I don't want like a government thing. I don't really want the Mark of the Beast people. 80-year-old women don't email Steve, or you can't email anyway. But anyway, you see what I'm saying? Like, yes. Would there be any sort of...
Yes.
Would you guys, if someone said like, yeah, here's a little brooch that you wear and it just lets people know that yeah I've been vaccinated.
Yeah, a little pin.
Would you do it?
Well, it looks like the thing we're all going to have to do is download apps, like a safety app that verifies that yeah, I know
I can't
you're not going to be able
coin.
To do anything. But that's going to be what your passport really is something on your phone that can be scanned before you go into places. And there's going to be different brands for it. It looks like the Biden administration is leaving it up to the free market to figure it out. So, I would like to go into places and know that everyone's safe and everything's cool. But I also get the flip side where people feel like their privacy is being violated. And it's a really tough situation. It's weird times that we're living in right now. Just looking up the Krispy Kreme thing, Krispy Kreme had to offer non-vaccinated people free donuts on Mondays.
Jeez.
That makes me want to beat up a non-vaccinated person.
That makes me want to, like, why does every company... Here's why people...
Why can't they just say no?
That's why people complain.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When you know that you'll get your way, that every...
They're always going to say yes.
The companies always bend to the pressure. Even if it's wrong or ridiculous or completely unnecessary, they always bend.
This would have been...
Why not? So, of course
I was 20 years too late.
That's got to stop.
I was 20 years too late. If I were coming out of law school now, 100% I would be a plaintiff's attorney because everyone's afraid.
Yeah.
No one's saying no.
What are they afraid of? A class action lawsuit from
for donuts?
Non-vaxxers that want one donut a day?
Yeah, and sure you're going to get some mad people on Twitter. Okay.
Well, I think
so
that's the number one thing.
So we owe everybody that was involved in the class action lawsuit 50 cents? I mean, like, give me a break. Like, what is the consequences?
Yeah. Just... Find your balls. Say no. You can't have a donut. It's so stupid. Gorgeous day today. Dave Murray's going to be on with us at 4. I keep hearing snow tomorrow. You guys heard that too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Here's my prediction.
Okay.
Because everybody's saying that. Did you hear snow? Snow? Snow?
Dave's going to say no.
He's
a contrarian.
He'll probably say like there could be like he's definitely gonna poo poo the whole thing. Like
yeah.
Nah, everybody, like, he's going to roll his eyes and knock it off. And there may be a few flurries in the middle, but he's definitely going to.
He's going the other way.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I saw Tashara Jones tweet earlier today, really, Mother Nature? Snow on my inauguration day. That would be kind of of a bummer, like thinking you're going to become the first black woman mayor of St. Louis on this gorgeous spring day, and then it snows.
Yeah, especially look at today. It's like
I know,
sunny and
perfect
70.
Day.
Gorgeous. What else you got?
Have you guys seen that Matthew McConaughey is being put up in all of these polls in Texas to see, you know, who would want to vote for him if he ran as governor? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm starting to feel pretty bad for the actual current governor of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, because Matthew McConaughey is beating him in the
20
polls.
Points.
Yeah, McConaughey's at 45% and Greg Abbott is at 33%. So McConaughey describes himself as, quote, aggressively centrist. So we don't know if he would run as a Republican or as a Democrat. It would be kind of difficult for him, whatever side of the aisle he picked, because a lot of people on the left want a more progressive candidate. Same thing with the right. They want someone more to the right. So I'm not sure how that would actually pan out. Who knows if he's even truly considering it, but it kind of made me feel bad for Governor Abbott. That'd be like saying, who would you rather have on the Dave Glover show, Rachel or a stuffed SpongeBob SquarePants? And everyone's like, SpongeBob,
really? You think that's
100%
the analogy?
Her. Well, you know, Matthew McConaughey is better than that, but he's not even a politician. He's just a nice guy. And everyone's saying, yeah, I'd rather have him.
And famous.
Popular. I really think that's the wave of the future. I really do.
That's
just
not good.
Just full-blown popularity contest over all else.
Yes. I mean, you look at Trump. There are people out there who absolutely, to this very moment, love him. Half the country, probably. The other half, even if you hate him, you have to admit he pulled it off. He was a president.
Yeah.
He did the job. You may have not liked the things he did, but he did it. You know, like I really could see electing a celebrity who had never been tested, never been through elections, never held office, and them getting in and after a month going, I'm out. This is terrible.
Well, everyone thought that
Trump didn't.
That
he did it.
Donald Trump didn't actually want to be president. And that's why, I mean, up until the very end, people were going, he doesn't actually want to be president. And maybe he actually didn't. And then he won.
And he's
obsessed with winning. Mm-hmm. So he worked pretty hard. But yeah, I think a lot of people, whenever the rubber met the road, would go, actually, I'm just going to go chill on the beach because I'm already a millionaire and I don't want to have to put up with all of this public scrutiny.
I really think that people's dissatisfaction and suspicion of career politicians has hit critical mass. And I think that's what critical mass looks like, is you start electing celebrities. Or nobodies. But nobodies don't really have much of a chance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can achieve celebrity by being a nobody like Marjorie Taylor Greene or the other.
Lauren Boebert.
Yes, yes.
Laura,
they were nobodies, but they became somebodies through social media and
AOC.
Stuff. AOC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You could start there. You can't go straight to governor or president, though.
Yeah.
You'd have to start like.
Unless you're Matthew McConaughey.
Right, right, right.
Or Tom Hanks.
I'm saying if you're a nobody, you have to start at the.
Yeah,
like the Congress level.
Just like I said about The Rock last week, I just find it so wrong that just because he's Matthew McConaughey, he would get to make that leap. I know it's up to the people to elect him, but to me, it's just an indicator of how simple we are to just go, oh, I really like that guy. I want him to be the governor. I want him to be president. It just seems awfully short-sighted. But
I mean, I guess that's what happened with Reagan, right? Was Reagan anything before he was governor?
He was, yes.
I know he was involved in politics and the party.
Yes.
But was he...
I don't know if he held another elected office. He probably did, but he definitely... He was a Democrat for a while. And then he switched sides. But he worked with the political parties. He was like... He ran some committee or he was a president of some... organization that
I really think I think it's the wave of the future, and I think it, like everything else in the world, it'll peter out.
So I agree with everything you say, but when I think of Donald Trump, I know that he was a celebrity, but I don't put him personally in the same category as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Agreed.
Jesse Ventura, Matthew McConaughey.
Why?
Because he was more politically active. He was a celebrity. But he was also very politically
active. Like,
very
outspoken on Twitter and stuff before he ran.
Yeah, and worked with various political organizations and was very politically outspoken about issues.
See, I would have put him in a different category, and I'm very, very much on the record. I'm not a fan of the former presidents, but at least he, like, ran something.
Yeah.
And he ran a giant corporation for years, whether you like him or you don't, or you think that he was, you know, kosher or not with it. Whereas I'm sure Dwayne Johnson and Matthew McConaughey have their little empire, but...
Yeah, and I'm not, and what I'm saying is not an endorsement of Trump in any way. It's just that I feel like a lot of people looked at him differently, that he had some political credibility other than just being a rich celebrity TV star that wants to now be governor or president or whatever. I still think that all those people like Matthew McConaughey and Caitlyn Jenner in California, as we talked about last week, I still think everything you said about them is correct, but for whatever reason, I don't make an apples-to-apples comparison.
You know who politicians have to blame is themselves. Because politicians 10, 15 years ago decided that they wanted to be celebrities. You know, before that, it was C-SPAN. It was maybe 10% of the American population knew who, like, the Speaker of the House was. And then they decided, for whatever reason, they wanted to become celebrities. And so now they're competing with celebrities. Yeah. Celebrities are looking at them going, well, I can do that. If all I have to do is be famous and have an opinion, I can do that.
It's like how an actor always wants to be a musician and a musician always wants to be an actor. Now, somehow politicians have gotten to that level. So it's like, oh, politicians want to become celebrities, and celebrities want to become politicians. Yep.
Let's do one story before we go to break here. McDonald's has done all of these meal collaborations with Travis Scott and then another artist. I can't even remember who it was because it was someone I've never really listened to. They have a new meal launching May 26th. Guess who the band is? It's BTS.
Okay.
Oh, we don't want an English version.
BTS, Andrew's favorite band, is going to be launching a meal with McDonald's May 26th. It is a 10-piece chicken McNugget, medium fries, a medium Coke, and for the first time in the United States, a sweet chili dipping sauce and a Cajun dipping sauce. Now, you might think, okay,
it's 10-piece
chicken. No, Tony, it's the whole meal.
No, I know, but the only difference.
The only difference is the dipping sauce.
Because anybody can get a 10-piece nuggets with a Coke.
BTS.
No. Not unless you're in BTS.
But it's BTS.
The customization that is brought to it by
it's
the
a little
BTS
offensive.
Is the dipping sauce, right?
Yes. But I will say, at first I thought this was such a stupid idea. With Travis Scott, it was like a quarter pounder and fries and a shake.
And it blew up.
It blew up. It made me want McDonald's because I saw a YouTuber like making fun of the meal, but then they were eating the meal and I hadn't been to McDonald's in forever. And I thought, a quarter pounder looks pretty good. And I went out and bought one. So on May 26th, you probably won't be able to get anything from McDonald's because the rabid BTS fan base will be buying up all the chicken McNuggets, but we'll see how this goes for them.
We are the dumbest animal.
Why now?
We're just the dumbest
Matthew
animal.
McConaughey's the governor and BTS is running McDonald's.
Why wouldn't politicians think they can tell us anything they want and we'll believe every word they say like sheep?
We do.
They release,
I think maybe
a Travis Scott meal that is no different than anything that's on the menu, and all of a sudden
everyone's like, yes, I need that. I want to be like Travis.
Everybody acts like it's this unheard of
thing. I am convinced that this is the year that the aliens land. I'm convinced. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For real reasons.
Mm-hmm.
What if they land and we walk up to them, the president of the UN or Biden or whoever, and they go, oh, no. We're here for the deer. Like... We're not here for you, hairless monkeys, buying BTS McDonald land because they switch out the sweet chili sauce. I mean, what if we think we're all of it and they're just like, no, you guys are ridiculous.
And what if they land?
We want to talk to the marmosets.
And Joe Biden goes to talk to them and they say, no, we want to talk to Tom Hanks. We've been watching you. And he's clearly the most
the leader.
Influential person on this planet.
Where is your Gilligan? 251 DGS. I know this is radio, but I'm going to show you something. Dave Klein, can you see that far to see what this is? Rach?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right? Remember that time I wore a wig to fool people into thinking I had hair when I didn't? This is a body wig. This is a very expensive latex bodysuit of a man who's ripped, like a bodybuilder on steroids with like, 1% body fat.
Yeah.
And men are actually wearing this in their life. Like, that it's my body.
Wow.
You got a website for that? I mean, just research purposes only.
Yeah, going to get someone on the show tomorrow, are you?
Right, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, so...
Hey, it's about time the men started leaning into the unrealistic beauty standards.
I'm fine with
this
that.
This is like a female corset. Like, now guys are going to put that on for Instagram photos and blend it into their neck so it looks like it's really their body.
Like, when I had my wig, not every time would someone know you're wearing a wig. If you met someone new or you hooked up or whatever, right. It wasn't just like it would pop off. If you get intimate with someone, they're going to know you're wearing a latex bodysuit. Like, what's that conversation?
I'm going to say that there's no way that it's good enough to not just pass the eye test.
That's why I'm thinking it's for Instagram photos.
Yeah, like, I just don't think you could ever do that and get away with it in any fashion. Like, you could get away with it. You can get away with a hairpiece easily until... the rubber meets the road.
Well, and also the hairpiece is born out of the fact that you can't grow the hair. You can try to work out and get a body like that. To me, it's like, why would you spend thousands of dollars or however much that is to shimmy into the bodysuit?
I think it's the answer to your question.
Try to trick people.
Yeah.
Instead of just...
because it's hard.
It is hard, but it seems like it would be harder to keep up the facade of the bodysuit lifestyle.
Just my opinion.
No, your point about Instagram, though, that could be it. Because
you can edit it, but there's
so much money to be made.
But then that's just a different version of what we're talking about. It's much easier than trying to pull off, no, that's not latex, those are my pecs. But like when you go on Instagram, whatever it is, I don't have an Instagram, but when you do and you fake it, however that is, eventually you're going to meet someone.
Right.
Even if it's like a radio personality, if you keep faking your photos, eventually someone's going to meet you at a Piggly Wiggly and go like, wow, I don't know.
No, you're right.
I'd rather just put it out there. Here it is. Hell, my first 5 years on the radio, I talked like I was 400 pounds so that when people met me, they'd be like, oh, you're not that bad. Like, what? No. Yes, I am. I went the other way.
Lower the bar.
Lower the expectations, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times somebody came up to me and said, you're not that big.
Did you guys see the bobcat attack?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. This couple in this normal-ass neighborhood are just leaving to go to Target or whatever, and out of nowhere from across the street comes this very large house cat-looking thing. And it jumps on the lady's back and starts biting her. The husband grabs it, and he's holding it. It's like facing him, and it bites him, and he just throws it across the yard. And it turned out that it was a rabid bobcat.
Jeez.
And so they've each had to have like 39 rabies shots.
Mm. Where was it?
I don't know.
Not here, though.
Yeah. I mean, not in St. Louis.
Right, right.
Man, the bobcat's cry was nuts to hear.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, I'm going to shoot it.
Oh, yeah. Then he shot it.
Oh, he did shoot
it? He did. Because it came back and it got in their garage.
Mm.
And he ended up shooting it, but I don't think he killed it. No, he shot it like in the shoulder. Mm. When a cat's big enough, you can shoot it in the shoulder.
Right.
And it just goes down. It's like, oh, it's a mess. They took it in and they tested it. And
jeez.
But just like that just fascinates me. The
fragility.
The randomness of life.
Yeah. Yeah, because this was just like a subdivision.
Yes.
It's not like they were out on a hike
camping.
Or something. Right.
No, they're putting stuff in their truck. He pulls it off his wife's back, then it's like, hunk, hunk, hunk. And of course, when you're a kid, every stray dog has rabies. Because you've heard like they have to put all these shots in your stomach.
Yeah.
And here comes a bobcat. Of course, you're going to think, like, I bet it has rabies.
The best part is...
and it does.
It's all caught on video by their Ring camera or something, and the guy comes out, he's like, what a beautiful day. Ooh, I need to wash my car. And then you hear, rawr, attacks his wife, and he's like, I'm going to shoot that thing.
What I like
it was
is
a great video.
When he throws it, now it's a bobcat, a rabid bobcat. When he throws it, it's pretty impressive that he can throw it. But it's only like 10 feet.
Yeah.
But the cat hits the ground. He's like, oh! And he's just there for a while. Like, did it really hurt that bad? Then he, the rabies got him up, though.
Jeez. What a way. Yeah. If somebody would have passed, like, that's just not fair. Like, that is not.
You know what?
That's not fair.
I don't want the experience of it, but if there's an afterlife, you're instantly interesting.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.